I suggest that rather than being the leisured pastime of courtly ladies or the occupation of nuns, the Bayeux tapestry was a professional product, commissioned for, or perhaps by, Bishop Odo. He wasn't known for his modesty. Made as quickly as possible by a team of efficient workers to justify the Normans' claim to the throne and to celebrate their victory while the memory was fresh. A vivid, portable testament to the beginning of a new Norman era.
That was Gail Owen Crocker on the makers of the Bayeux tapestry, the very last in our long-running series of Anglo-Saxon portraits. The producer was Beatty Rubens. If you want to catch up with any of the Anglo-Saxon portraits you may have missed or wish to hear again, do go to the Radio 3 website and you'll find them in the essay section. And this week's essays will be available as downloads.
I played it already maybe 100 times in my life, but on the 101st time it's not easier to play.
Nikolai Ligansky plays Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto in Radio 3 live in concert. The centrepiece of a colourful all-Russian programme featuring music by Prokofiev and Liadov. Tuesday night on BBC Radio 3, live from London's Royal Festival Hall at 7:30.
And now, World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Thanks very much, James. Well, we're going to take you right into music for a late Friday night with this first track. Or to be precise, the legendary Shrine Club in Lagos. And it's Sunday Night Jump. This is Fela Kuti and The Positive Force.
Nothing to show for it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Afrobeat for today's bitter pill of reality, says Femi Kuti, his legendary father Fela, of course, always in there. But Femi's driving sax and the power of his Positive Force band are all his own. And that title track to the new album on Ras Records, No Place for My Dream, brings the legendary Shrine Club night to London's Coco for one night only. And that's on the 9th of May. Welcome to a live edition of World on 3 tonight with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy, where we're all up into the wee small hours. And I have the perfect band to keep me company. Another legendary name and one of the most enduring lineups in Celtic music. Ireland's Dervish are with me here in the studio at Broadcasting House, and we'll be hearing live performances of songs and sets from their brand new album, The Thrush in the Storm, a little later on. I'll also be playing tracks from new albums by the new Nordic combo Vam, and one of my guests from last week, Anna Massey, currently out playing with another duo partner, the wonderful accordionist Myrit Green. But let's stay in Africa for the first while anyway and head south to Zambia, which is where drummer and producer Michael Baird was born. His love affair with the country has remained with him, although he moved away from there to England as a child and ultimately to his current home in the Netherlands. And his previous projects have included releasing the fieldwork of the ethnomusicologist Hugh Tracy, the man who popularised the kalimba in the Western world. This project, though, is something of a snapshot of current Zambian traditional music and its place still in everyday life. Quite a challenge when you consider the many different influences in and around the landlocked state. There are some 70 languages, for instance, in the whole of the country, which will be celebrating its golden independence anniversary next year. This track was recorded in Luapula province in the north of the country by the Mansa Visual Arts Band, and it's a traditional dance accompanied by guitar, bass, drums, whistles and a spokeless bicycle wheel with bottle top tambourine style additions.
Oh,
We've encountered bluegrass, string band and old-time music from all over the United States in the last couple of years, from Illinois to California, many, many miles from the genre's Appalachian roots. And that album, Up Like the Clouds, shows the scene to be alive and well also in deepest Brooklyn, New York. Double handy are Hilary Hawk and Brian Geltner, whose musical home is the Jalopy Theatre in Brooklyn, a real hothouse of old-time music, about to be featured apparently in a new Coen Brothers movie. The duo take their name, by the way, from an old washboard company name, very appropriate for that kind of music. And before them was Michael Baird's Zambia Roadside 2 on his own SWP record label. I loved that track. Something really very endearing about it. You're listening to World on 3 live on BBC Radio 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy. Get in touch with us if you're tweeting at BBC Radio 3. The hashtag is World on 3. Or you can email us at worldon3@bbc.co.uk if you've got something you want to ask our studio guests tonight, who are Dervish, or if you're just on the way back from some amazing gig that you just have to share with us. Don't hold back. Give us a shout. Well, as I said, my parlour guests here in Broadcasting House this evening are the wonderful Irish band Dervish. And it's into the parlour that this next album also invites us. The Beautiful Old is a collection of turn of the last century songs, songs that would have been on everybody's lips once, music hall and front parlour favourites, and new songs which drew a vivid social history of a time when the world was changing fast, with innovations, machinations and titillations galore to excite the songwriters of the day. These songs have been lovingly brought back into the fold by the likes of Richard Thompson, Christine Collister, John McCusker, The Kinks, Dave Davies and Garth Hudson of the band, bringing back to life a songwriting era that holds a particular place in my heart. And here's just one of the once were favourites in the hands of English rocker Graham Parker. Now, I'm sure most of us can get our teeth round a bit of this chorus, even if we no longer remember that the high flyer was for real the great French acrobat Jules Léotard.
Once I was happy, but now I'm forlorn, like an old coat that is tattered and torn. Left on this world to fret in the morn, betrayed by a maiden it seems. Girl that I loved, she was handsome. I tried all I knew her to please. I could not please her one quarter so well as the man on the flying trapeze. He fly through the air with the greatest of ease, that daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements were graceful, all girls could he please. My love, he purloined away. This young man by name, Senor Bonuslan, tall, big and handsome, as well made as chain. Wherever he appeared, the hall loudly rang with ovation from all people there. He'd smile from the bar on the people below, and one night he smiled on my love. She winked back at him as she shouted, "Bravo!" as he hung by his nose up above. He fly through the air with the greatest of ease, that daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements were graceful, all girls could he please, and my love he purloined away. Both on my side, and very hard tried to make her my bride. Her father, he sighed, her mother, she cried. To see her, to herself away. 'Twas all no avail, she went there every night and would throw him bouquets on the stage, which caused him to meet her, how he ran me down. Tell you what took her whole page. So one night, as usual, I went to her home, found
there her father and mother alone. I asked for my love, soon they made it known. To my horror, she'd run away. He taught her gymnastics and dressed her in tights to help him live at his ease, and made her assume a masculine name. And now she goes on the trapeze. She fly through the air with the greatest of ease. You think her that man on the flying trapeze. Her movements were graceful, all girls she could please. And that was the end of my love. He fly through the air with the greatest of ease. That daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements were graceful, all girls could he please. My love, he prolonged away. Yeah, my love, he prolonged away. My love, he prolonged away.
Come on home.
First up there was Graham Parker from the beautiful old, the turn of the 20th century song collection out on Dubloon Records. And that was followed by the Waylon Jennies, Ruth Moody, in exquisite form. She's taken a time out of the band to record this solo album and she's now gearing up to tour it on this side of the water. The British and Irish dates start on the 16th of May in a very musical corner of northeastern Ireland in Dundalk. And the UK dates include Glasgow, Bristol and a six-night run at the Royal Albert Hall at the end of May as the special guest of Mark Knopfler. Her new album is called These Wilder Things and it's out on Canada's True North label. Also heading for these shores from Canada very soon is the champion fiddler and singer from Ontario, April Virch. She'll be heading, as will I, for the Shetland Folk Festival at the beginning of next month, herself to perform at the legendary Shindig, where the fiddle is king, and myself and the World on 3 crew to record some choice gigs and sessions for World Roots and World on 3 to come your way over the coming months. In the meantime, here's what's about to hit these island shores. April from her new album Bright Like Gold, and this is one of her own compositions. Taking the lead here is a bluegrass legend, former sideman for Bill Monroe himself and known as the voice with a heart, Mack Wiseman, and the only one.
I treasure you. You stole my heart, babe, and that's a fact. Let me assure you I don't want it back. You are the one, the only one. I dream of you the whole night through. I wake with longing. I live my days waiting to be in your arms again.
Thank you.
brassy, high-energy mood as ever. The Party Band, who rounded off our Radio 3 stage at WOMAD last year in fantastic fashion. Denmark's Habedikook. They've just brought out their new album, Hopsodaddy, and that was the opening track, Proptrakeren. And they're on tour in the UK in June. Before that, a new band to this side of the Atlantic, at least, a Cajun swamp pop blend from Louisiana's The Revelers. Although a closer inspection of the band reveals some familiar band names, with founding members of the Red Stick Ramblers and the Pineleaf Boys getting together in this new lineup. Expect them to be making a visit to these shores during 2014. And first up of the three tracks, April Virch, on tour over here next month at the Shetland Folk Festival. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on Three, live from Broadcasting House in London tonight, where I'm joined, live as can be, by one of the most influential Irish bands of the last 25 years. Now, I started out on the radio not long after the release of their seminal debut album, Harmony Hill, and I still remember it as a staple of the programmes back then. Longevity obviously suits us all, and it's great finally to be able to meet them in the flesh. They're in London tonight with us, celebrating the release of a new album, The Thrush in the Storm, and all lined up to showcase some of those songs. They're going to take it away with Baba Chon Rí.
Yeah.
Fantastic start to the session there. Cathy Jordan and the rest of the band Dervish playing live for us on World on 3, and Baba Conri from the new album The Thrush in the Storm. And alongside Cathy tonight are Liam Kelly on flute, who I am desperately trying to encourage over to the table here to join myself and Cathy. Also Shane Mitchell on accordion, Brian McDonough on mandolin, Michael Holmes on bouzouki, and Tom Morrow on fiddle. Great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us, Marianne.
Lovely to have you playing live for us here tonight. You came over just for the
especially
session tonight.
Especially for you. Especially for you.
For midnight. I'm really, really impressed.
We like to stay up late in Ireland.
Now, Liam, well, for both of you, but for the four original members of the band, going right back to Boys of Sligo.
We started in 1989, and with a local shop owner and record company guy decided he wanted to have music from a local band at the All-Ireland Fla. The All-Ireland Fla came to Sligo in 1989 for the first time, so he wanted local music from the area. So he contacted Shane and a few of us to see if we'd bring out an album. So we've just brought out an album of instrumental music with myself and Shane and Michael and Brian, and we had a Donegal fiddler by the name of Martin McGinley. And we brought that out. We didn't have a singer really at the time, so we just brought it out for fun, basically, you know. But we soon got sense then. Mm-hmm. We actually started getting inquiries.
It was a dark period for the band. BC.
And you had to look to Roscommon for
your
singer.
Actually, Rose, Cathy's sister, was in college in Sligo at the same time as me, so I knew her fairly well. And
you
we
can't
got to meet
get
Cathy.
To claim it for that.
Oh, yeah, so we have to. Rose would be annoyed otherwise. But that's how it kind of started, you know, just a look for fun. And we started getting inquiries then, as to see if we were actually a band, and, you know, were we doing bookings? We were all doing other things at the time. Actually, I was living in London. Myself and Michael, we were living over here at the time. So, and it kind of took off from there. We realised we needed a singer, and that's where Cathy came in.
Mm. And the name itself, Dervish, has musical and spiritual connotations, but is it a musical connection that made you
well,
pick
it was
the name?
Brian that came up with the name. He was watching a documentary on the Whirling Dervishes, and he drew the parallels of the poor but spiritual people who get enraptured by music, and he thought it would be an appropriate name for the first album, and it kind of stuck then, and here we are 25 years on, and it's still there. It's also means the sill of the door into enlightenment, so whether that's appropriate to us or not, I don't know.
It is one of the most enduring and one of the most stable lineups in professional music generally, but in
the
Celtic
lineup might
music
be stable,
certainly.
Marianne, but that's where it ends.
Once the door closes.
What is the secret to maintaining something like that over so many years?
Well, I'd say it's probably friendship first. And Liam and Shane know each other since they were kids. They started playing together. You know,
I think that's part of the secret. Cathy was right. We knew each other most of us knew each other for a long time. I went to school with Shane and Michael. I knew Shane since we were 10 or 11 playing music together. We would have met Tom, is a bit younger than us, but we would have met him at the Flas and competitions years ago. Michael was at school with us, and just growing up playing, the whole scene in Ireland of playing music sessions in the pubs, that's kind of where the band almost grew out of, that tradition, or just meeting up once a week playing for fun. And, you know, for years and years, I suppose we never thought about forming a band, but, you know, it kind of grew up from an area. You know, it's like Leitrim, where Cathy comes from, is like 40 miles away. All the areas, little pockets of music. It's a very small country, really, and the northwest of it is even smaller again. So it's very easy to bump into musicians and have music in common and all that kind of stuff. But friendship, we're like a family, I suppose, aren't we?
It kind of reminds me of, I think musical friends of yours, Vessen, they go back to being teenage friends, and they've stuck together ever since. Is there something that it gives you, aside from a kind of regional style, is there something extra that gives you, that a kind of connection, that's a telepathy musically? Or
that's hard to say.
Or just you can second guess folk and you know what they're
going to
do.
I think we have a style of music from the northwest. Tom's from Leitrim and myself and Shane are from Sligo. And that Sligo, Leitrim, Roscommon, again, that pocket of music, the fiddle and flute music, going way back to the older guys that played it. The music very similar between those. I always think those three counties together played very similar music together. Apart, you know, you go up to Donegal, it's completely different.
Sure.
You go down towards Galway or even Mayo borders, you know, and then you go down to Galway, Clare, and the music changes down to Cork. But the Sligo, Leitrim, Roscommon pocket, you know, they kind of bordered each other, and musicians crossed into different counties
Speak a wee bit more about that I'll let you guys head back over and get yourselves set up for this next set. Again, coming from the Thrush in the Storm album, this is The Rolling Wave, and you'll be able to hear them playing live. They've come over, as I said, just for World on 3 tonight, but they'll be back in May with some gigs in England. On the 22nd, they'll be at the New Vic Theatre in Staffordshire, on the 23rd at the Lakeside Arts Centre in Nottingham, and the 24th at Upton in Poole in Dorset. Well, I think so many strings, so much tuning, but between bouzoukis and mandolins and fiddles, we're just about there.
Okay.
And we're good for The Rolling Wave. Thank you. Thanks so much to Cathy Liam and the rest of the band Dervish. They're going to stay with us here in Broadcasting House a little longer tonight with some more songs and tunes live in session here on World on 3 with me, Mary-Ann Kennedy. Get in touch with us while we're live on air at BBC, hashtag World on 3 if you're a tweeter, or you can email us at worldon3@bbc.co.uk. Well, this next track is a complete change of setting, pace and style. The music of two brothers brought up in the Carnatic South Indian classical music world by their father. Ganesh and Kumarish had played over 100 concerts before the younger of the two had even hit double figures in years. And they've gone on to become a real force in Indian classical violin, collaborating, for instance, with the likes of Zakir Hussain and Bill Laswell. This is from a duo recording of the brothers called Sundaram Beauty, recorded in Sanjaya in Gujarat and released in the UK on the Sense World Music label. The opening track is a song by the Saint Tyagaraja, praising Lord Shiva. O source of happiness, O cosmic dancer, come and protect me.
Thank you.
Ganesh and Kumaresh, violinist brothers in the Carnatic classical violin tradition, playing the Western instrument that took over pretty much from the Indian veena. They were in London this week for the Alchemy Festival at the South Bank Centre, and they also recorded while they were here a session for Lopa Katari, which you'll be able to hear next week on World on 3 when Lopa's back in the hot seat. Now, Natasha Atlas's latest release arose from a performance linked to her last studio album, Munkaliba. An invitation from the director of the National Theatre of Toulouse led to a rather luscious East-West meeting, with Natasha's distinctive voice being accompanied by the city's chamber orchestra. The whole concert, recorded live, and the project overseen at executive producer level by her friend, the designer Christian Louboutin. Now, I can't tell you whether she was wearing a pair of his famous red soles on the night, but we can let you hear how Natasha sounded. This is her take on the Lebanese Rabbani brothers Fayek Wala Nasi, and a tribute to the original singer of the song, the first lady of Lebanese song, as she was known, and one who was to become the wife of one of the brothers, Fairuz.
Thank you.
On a day when the oldest man in the world is celebrating his 116th birthday in Tokyo, it's, I suppose, sadly appropriate to mark the passing of surely the oldest international performer in the world, the doyen of East African music, Bi Kidude from Zanzibar. Almost certainly a centenarian herself, but could have been anything up to 113 if you believed any of her own various declarations on how old she actually was. She was, for sure, though, a real legend. Her performances full of life, fully lived, and that great age achieved in a completely non-abstemious manner. And there's a full tribute to Bi Kidude on Sunday's World Roots. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 live tonight. And my special guests keeping me company into Saturday morning are the wonderful Irish band Dervish. But before we hear more from themselves here in the Broadcasting House studios, let's hear from a new all-girl Nordic Scots trio, VAM. Ex-Blazon fiddler Katrina McDonald is at the head. She's been spending the last year on sabbatical in Norway and has a long-time love affair with the Scandinavian music that flavours her Shetland upbringing just as much as Scotland does, really. The other two members of the trio are Perth fiddler and composer Patsy Reid, erstwhile of Brebach, and Maurit Felt, a Celtic Connections Danny Award winner for newcomers in 2012. The music, as you would expect, sails back and forth across the North and Baltic Seas, as with this set, which starts off over by in Sweden with a traditional polska from the north of Sweden here, and Felgubben, the name of the tune. Well, it can be one of two things, depending on how you want to translate it. It could be the fiddle man, or it could be the wrong man entirely. Thank you.
a star. An chung I lor mo a her lum, an yeading was fado. She chung I ven yer shing shari, an han chis mel she glor. O lor an chung I gaelic lum, is bond am chri an brôn. O lor an chang I gaelic lam, si chang I chart nang eil. An chang I venys sata, la fwael fod am tîl. A storm o chri is ban ach dort, a chal I noi gan chan. Gawel sy tîl ein chan I mar, chan I hyn la fwel.
Lauer and Chenga Galiclum from Garagin Vrianach or Garagin Neddy Frank, to use her proper patronymic, a beautiful exponent of the more streamlined style of Seanáis singing common in the Donegal Gaeltacht that gave rise to the Clannads and Altans and Bothy bands of this world. And as befits a woman who spent her life working to promote Gaelicia in her home turf, that was a poem in praise of the language from her own area of Ranafast. Geraint Jean first heard the poem itself from the sister of a well-known family of poets, but also heard it sung by her own mother, and it appears in her new album on Clol Irchonacht, Grama Chrianoge, songs from her childhood in the main and intended to be passed on to a younger generation, her own grandchildren amongst them. Before Geraint Jean were the Scots-Swedish combination of Vam with their debut album Just Out, and a set To the West, named after a tune written by the Lochaber fiddler and former Radio 3 New Generation artist Donald Grant from the Elias Quartet. Well, it's time for more from another iconic Irish voice, that of Cathy Jordan, who's here with the legendary Irish band Dervish. They're playing live in the studio for us tonight, songs that feature on their new album, The Thrush in the Storm. And we're going to carry on with a really good one. This is part trad, part imagination, and I think illustrates the rather evil side of Cathy's imagination, as we'll find out. This is Snoring Biddy.
Best time.
That was Dervish playing live in session for us here on World on 3. Snoring Biddy and the band are in the studio just now to showcase some of the songs that appear on their new album, The Thrush in the Storm. And Cathy Jordan, it is partly a traditional song, but I think it was you that put that particular twist on the end of the story.
Maybe I didn't. After all, I thought I did and I didn't. There's a man in Leitrim gave me a few verses of the song and I went in search of more and I couldn't really find any that was from the same song. There was different versions, all right. And so I decided to have her killed in the end, that she was so lazy she wouldn't get out of bed. So I murdered her in the end. But I was out in Berea, Kentucky there recently, and a gang of old time musicians, we had a session with them afterwards, and they said, oh, they have a version of that song. And in their version, the husband wraps her in hide and batters her and then throws her into the river. So I didn't actually go that hard on her, really. compared to them. So there you go.
I suppose the American touring thing is as important an element for Irish bands, if not more so, sometimes than touring domestically. How big is that whole Irish diaspora and how they connect with Irish traditional music from back home?
Well, we've been going out to America for 15, 16 years now, twice, sometimes three times a year. So it's the backbone, I suppose, of what we do. And there's a great network of concerts to be done. We have an agent out there. So you could do every March. We've been there every March for the last 15 years, for instance. But it's safe to say it's not all the Irish diaspora that come to see you.
Surely,
There's lots, which is great, because if you were to depend on that, it's kind of stagnant in a way. So it's always good. We always like when there's people who are just coming to the music for the first time, or so there's lots of them as well, and it's great to play in colleges to bring in the new generation.
Actually, the last gig of the tour in Hartford, I thought it was great. There was a man that came and seen us the first time we ever played in America in Hartford, Connecticut, and he brought his two daughters along to the gig. It was the last gig of the tour in Hartford. Mm. One of the girls was 18 and the other was 16, and he said, we hadn't played there in maybe 2 or 3 years, and the last time we played there, he tried to get them along to the concert. And they said, we're not, no interest in this Irish music. I have to come see it. So he convinced them to come along to the last
gig. Indoctrinated them.
You're coming along. And they protested, and then when they came along, they loved it. You know, I suppose they didn't know what to expect because they were just teenagers. But I just thought that was a great story. He's seen us the first time we ever played in America, and now his two daughters have come out to see us. And that's important because you're passing it on. You don't want to, as Cathy said, you don't want to remain stagnant with audiences. You like to think new people are coming in all the time. So,
and for a band who are going to be celebrating 25 years very soon, how do you make sure that your music carries on and stays sparky and stays alive and relevant for the next lot of teenagers that come in to listen?
Well, luckily enough, you don't have to do that much with the music. I mean, it's all there in it. It always has been. And we're just, you know, keepers of the flame and keeping the flames burning while we're around, and it'll be around for a lot longer after we go. I suppose what we do is put our particular stamp on it, an arrangement on it. But the tunes that we play will live on, you know, in all sorts of combinations and arrangements long after we're gone. So it's just,
Some of the tunes were there. A lot of the tunes we play were there before we were born, and a long time before we were born. That's part of the tradition.
That Sligo
anyway.
Flavour will be coming through.
Is. You know, some of the first musicians that ever recorded Irish music came from Sligo. Coleman and Morrison, and the likes of John McKenna from Leitrim. Those guys went to America in the '20s and recorded Irish music.
And if they hadn't gone to America,
they caused a revival.
The records
in their own way.
Wouldn't have come back and had such a huge flavour.
That's exactly it, and that caused a whole revival in the thing. That's probably why a lot of us are playing it today. Really.
So you heard it here tonight. Sligo is the centre of the Irish musical universe. Well, thank you guys very much indeed for coming in. I'm going to let you guys guys get set up for the last set, which is the title track from the new album, The Thrush in the Storm. And I'll tell you, while they are getting themselves sorted, a couple more of the dates, a couple of summer great gigs coming up. The Warwick Folk Festival, always great, on the 27th of July. And heading where I will be as well come August, the very first time that the All-Ireland FLA will have been in the north of Ireland, in Derry, as part of the City of Culture celebrations. Dervish, it's been great having you here. Let's have the Thrush in the Storm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
fantastic. Thanks again to Dervish. The new album's called Thrush in the Storm, and you can check out upcoming gigs on their own website. A longer UK tour coming up in the autumn. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy live on World on 3, coming to the end of a very eventful week at home and abroad. Amidst all the reporting, the debate and the reviewing that went before Wednesday's funeral, I was reminded of Kay Sutcliffe, the wife of a Kent miner who lost his job during the turbulent 80s, and of a song that Kay wrote at the time based on a famous piece of graffiti. It was in many folks' thoughts this week. The song was recorded by Norma Waterson a while back now, but it's been re-released this week as a somewhat more considered and definitely more telling comment than the ding-dong clamour that accompanied the other track that went out famously briefly last weekend on Radio 1. This is Coal, Not Dole.
It stands so proud, the wheel so still, a ghost-like figure on the hill. It seems so strange, there is no sound. Now there are no men underground. What will become of this pit yard, where men once laboured, faces hard? Tired and weary, their shift done, never having seen the sun. Will it become a sacred ground, with foreign tourists gazing around, asking if men once worked here, way beneath this pitted gear? Empty tubs once filled with coal, lined up like men on the dole. Will they be used again, or left for scrap just like the men? There'll always be a happy for those with money, jobs and power. They'll never realise the hurt they do to them, they treat like dirt. What will become of this pit yard, where men once laboured, faces hard? Tired and weary, their shift done, never having seen the sun. There'll always be a happier for those with money, jobs and power. They'll never realise the hurt they do to men they treat like dirt.
Sem ser pela tela de computador, a gente se viu há século atrás. A vida mudou, mas nunca é demais dizer que ainda guardo aquelas canções em mim, aquelas canções pra sempre brotando em mim. mas pode chegar. Tem flor no canteiro, cachorro e sofá, comida na mesa e o que precisar para alimentar aquelas canções em mim. Aquelas canções para sempre acendendo em mim. Da última vez que o acaso nos aproximou, eu não te liguei e nem você telefonou. Mas de hoje eu já sei que não vai passar se a gente se esbarra em qualquer lugar, na praia, na rua, em mesa de bar. Delete o meu nome do seu celular e vem visitar aquelas canções em mim. Aquelas canções pra sempre nascendo em mim. Se a gente se esbarra em qualquer lugar, na praia, na rua, em mesa de bar, delete o meu nome do seu celular e vem visitar aquelas canções em mim. Aquelas canções pra sempre nascendo em mim. Aquelas canções em mim. Aquelas canções pra sempre nascendo em mim.
Returning with her first studio album in a decade, Brazilian singer Joyce Moreno will be playing a sold-out gig at Ronnie Scott's here in London on Sunday night. The album on Far Out Records is called Tudo. Before that, the powerful voice of Norma Waterson and Coal Not Dole. North of the border is where we head just now for a great Highland duo. Anna Massey, who we heard last week playing for Bella Hardy, and her regular duo partner of many years, accordion player Myrith Green. They're out on the Highland leg of their UK tour, promoting the new release Doubling at the moment, driving north on the A9 as I speak. Gigs this week in Orkney, Caithness, Mull and Skye before a home gig for Myrith in wonderful Ullapool next Friday. And this is the final track from that new album. It takes us back as well to Geraldine Vrenna's Ranafast, home too to Capper Cayley's Manus Lenny, who wrote this first tune in the F-set. Thank you.
ali sababu foli duye sababu ye jakote ke sababu ko furu duye sababu ye niye sababu ye niye sababu ye molo fa baba idai kisuma oye sababu ye koya sabali Moloba koyanjalo sabali Oye sababuye Karimu sabali Mariam sabali Fatay sabali Karijatu sabali Mariam sabali Isufu sabali Fangele nyoi taikimiri Mogoyeye sababuye
Mali, North and South will be our final tracks tonight. That was the new album Sabu from Abu Jara, a Kamala Ngoni player from Wasulu in the South, who roamed the country as a teenager with his harp guitar following the death of his father, before meeting up with his guru, the blind maestro Vyokante Soncommentaire. And I'll finish tonight's World on Three then with a return to Samba Touré's album Albala, which I played a track from last week. It was written in response to the terrible events in his northern Mali homeland over the past year. Thanks to Dervish once again for a great session, to Martin Appleby, Martin Webb and Joe Longton in the studio, and to Roger Short producing tonight's live edition of World on Three, where you've been listening to me, Marianne Kennedy. Good night. Kam koyo wo huner fundora, waga boyo wo huner fundora, mi koyo wo huner fundora, e jenlo ma huner fundora. Anoga yaddu boreka igor gogo kacungira al muslimi tere maygo karbo chantande tumbutu sal muslimi tere
Meguar go kanda tambok tali blele sudan seria. Meguar go kwenda gawo gari seria. Tambo daskia godoti. Tumu tal waliji jangu hinjanda waranje chindi hinja go wanga tambok tali blele sudan. Wadu kursi jemdi hano. Kata jumbur yogo jentender le misil metere ye din her koy e kin wa ma huner fandara da e kin wa ma huner fandara kam koy yo wa huner fandara wi koy yo wa huner fandara je kom yo wa huner fandara ji koy yo wa huner fandara e wa huner fandara e wala wogar harise yanda ura ho gujar guru bibi baga kore je wotu wor jatu wona defo bara yer fur yer doyo yer gone bomo kor ko tala hu noyer hine kur anoyer gabi kur nda chowna no yer chow ndal man no yero meiga da bayre non er ko no gerse me wala wala yer fur yeddode de jetta kottu kurim baga ko do jirodo wala wala yemma jo yer banda yer habi hanno gore go ka jum burga kar go jentan bi yer sal muslimi tere yer cerbundi ger ko ser ko go ko yer sey dore Nina bala yer se koine
This is BBC Radio 3. You're listening to Through the Night with me, Katrina Young. And we're off to take the waters for the next couple of hours with a visit to the spa town of Dusznicki Zdrój in southwest Poland. It's not, of course, the cure we're after. As far as we're concerned, its main claim to fame is the International Chopin Festival it hosts there every year. I'm playing a recital tonight from the 2012 event given by the Russian pianist Denis Kazushin. Not surprisingly, plenty of Russian music in his programme, Prokofiev, Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky coming up later. But he began with César Franck and a work, according to one critic, among the keyboard repertoire's toughest challenges, the prelude, chorale and fugue. Thank you.